far as the staffing in the hospital, the staff has not been treated well at all. They've had, during this pandemic, ridiculous policies for PPE, where it takes ages to put all this stuff on, and you have to do it every time you go into another room. So much fear-mongering for what really, for the healthy person, didn't amount to more than a flu. So they couldn't take care of the patients as well, and they have unhappy patients, which creates unhappy staff that's treated really badly by the management, and it becomes a vicious cycle. So they quit their jobs. So we need to train more in Ontario, make more spaces available for nurses and doctors, and I know that there's been some inroads into that, but we really need to ramp that up. And, you know, we've got a management that's almost all on the sunshine list that's treating the staff badly. We need to respect our nurses and our staff much better. During 2020, the hospitals had never been as empty, and the morale was incredibly low. But, and now, all those heroes that survived, and some of them even had COVID and had a good immune system, got fired the end of March. Firing good workers over a personal choice is unconscionable. It's against the Nuremberg Code. We absolutely need to rehire them, and that would resolve a lot of the problems in the system just by doing that and getting more staff.